Hey friends, good to see you. I have some exciting news to share with you. Well, at least I think it's exciting, and I don't know if you think it's exciting, so I'll tell you what this video is about, and then you get to decide whether or not you want to continue watching the whole video. I'll share with you where we record our YouTube videos and the challenges that we've had in this space, and then I'm going to bring you over to our new space that's under construction, show you it, and some of the new things that we'll be able to do in that space to better serve you. So if you're interested in the story, interested in seeing both locations, then stick around. If not, click stop right here. And if you're still here, hey, good to see ya. I'm glad you stick around. Now, many of you, maybe you don't know, but 2 years ago, Janelle and I, we sold our house and we moved into this rental property. Before, we used to film in our basement. It was quite big down there. I mean, it had lots of space, but the challenge there was the kids would play around the lights and sometimes knock them over. You don't want kids knocking over lights, and we had to put the cameras away. But it was a larger space for us to film, and it worked well, other than things getting knocked over. The reason we sold our house is because we wanted to move out of the city onto an acreage, and so we bought some land. Long story short, it's taken us 2 years and our house is almost ready. So likely we'll be moving into it at some time here in September. So in the meantime, over these 2 years, we moved into this rental. We had six children, had seventh Pascal, and we've been filming in one of the basements here in this house, in this rental, and it's worked out. But it's been a challenge because this room that you see is actually quite small. And so it's provided some challenges for filming. For example, this room is, it's this way, it's 13 feet, and this way, wide, it's 9 feet. Now, that's a good size, adequate for a bedroom, but it really provides some challenges when you're doing videos. And so this is what you see. But this is what I see. So right in front of me here, the camera's actually quite close. You can reach out and touch it. And then off to this side, well, we have the wall and a nice note from Janelle just to remind me that I'm always loved, which is, thanks Janelle for doing that. And then up in that corner, there is a window, but we block it off with, I guess you call that a painting. You can see it around the backside. Oh, and then right on this side here. Well, when we're doing multiple videos in a day, then we just hang our clothes there and change into a new wardrobe, because if we wore the same thing over and over again, well, then you would catch on that we do many videos sometimes in one day, and we don't want that to happen. So behind us, the rest of the room, and at the very back there is the backdrop. Now, that's all blurred out, usually. See, it looks really nice this way, but it looks kind of like a mess this way. But that's how we do things here. So this is the YouTube space. It's quite small, but it's worked out, and it's been a blessing to us. And when we do videos, you know, I'm right here, Janelle's right here, and that's all the room we got, but that's all we're recording right now. So this is how we've been coming to you. One of the big challenges in using this space is actually trying to light it correctly, because there's just not a lot of room for the light stand. So this light right here, it works. I mean, that has been okay. But this one right up here, that ceiling is 7 feet tall. So it's barely enough room to get that light so that you don't see it in this shot. But it's all worked out. God has looked after us, and we're very grateful that it has. So now I'd like to bring you over to our new space to share with you the difference and also what this new space will allow us to do in better serving you. Let's go on a little trip. Welcome. Here we go. Studio is in the basement, and we're not finishing the whole basement, at least not yet. As you can see, it's pretty unfinished, but right behind me, we're finishing off this area behind us. And so there's two doors into the studio area, and let's check it out.
So here we go. Welcome to our new YouTube studio in the making. So we're just getting drywall going right now. A couple things that we did that were unique when designing and preparing this space was behind the drywall on all the interior walls here is we put rock wool, which is a sound barrier insulation, trying to keep the noise down when the kids are outside of the space and also upstairs. Also on the ceiling, what we did was we put that rock wool up into there as well to prevent the sound from coming up because upstairs right above us is the dining area, our kitchen. But then we put across the floor joist sound bars. So the idea is that when people are walking up there and the vibrations travel down through the joist and maybe get past that rock wool insulation, they hit the floor, the sound bars that run perpendicular across the floor joist, and it deadens that sound, it catches vibration. So the idea was that we try to soundproof this room. That means we try to prevent the sound coming into this room. Now, right now it's pretty echoey and we're gonna deal with the echo later. But the first part is preventing sound from getting inside this room. A couple other things that I was pretty excited about was on the ceilings. I don't know if you can see up here. We put some plugs, like electrical plugs. Normally you put like pot lights, which we do have a couple in here. But I also wanted electrical lights, electrical plugs in there so that when we set up our lights, the lights aren't, the cords aren't dangling to the ground, but we can just plug them right up into the ceiling. So something that I'm really excited about, getting rid of all the dangly cords. So the setup is this. In the future, Janelle and I, the backdrop should be something like this, the wall behind us. Now, one thing we're not set on yet is the color of the walls and what it's gonna look like, but this is the view that you're gonna get behind us. But across from me is another set over here. And this is what I'm really excited about, shooting this way, because this way is a little bit wider. The walls kind of veer out to the side here, which allows us, excuse me, to do interviews, which we haven't done much on the channel, but that's something that I really have been wanting to do. I know Father Cristino has been a featured guest on our YouTube channel. What I'm hoping is that in the future, we can have him come into the studio, but also other people. I'm thinking of ordinary people sharing extraordinary stories. And so that's an addition to the videos that Janelle and I have been doing. We're not going to stop those, but I'm hoping to have everything permanently set up so we can welcome people into the house. We can sit down, do an interview. The lights and the cameras will all be set up. So it takes away the time of always setting up and tearing down that we had in our other place. and I'm really hoping that this blesses you. I'm not sure when this is all going to start, but I hope maybe in October is when we have our first guest, but we'll see. And when we were building this space, at the last minute, and I'm really glad we did this, at the last minute, we made it twice as big. On the ground here, about right about here was supposed to be a wall dividing over top of my head here, going in between the two windows. And that would have made this space just one room, and everything was supposed to be in here. And I was looking at that space, I'm like, I'll never be able to interview people. So we got rid of the wall and made this space. So that's why there's two doors here. Because initially they were on the plan two separate rooms, but now we've made it one big room. And so the dimensions of this room are a lot bigger than what we were shooting in at the last place I just showed you. So this room is at the shortest width, 13 feet wide up to 15 feet wide because it sort of angles into the corner. The length runs 22 feet long. So it's way bigger than what we're used to. So it's gonna be much easier to set up the lights and to set up the mics and different cameras. So really excited about that. And the ceiling, we got an extra, well, in the other place it was just up 7 feet. This is 8.5 feet tall. So that will allow us to put up different types of lights above us and shine down to make us more pretty for you. And the dimensions were selected in hopes to get a different three camera shots. And I hope it works out. But I don't know if it's going to work out until we actually have all the cameras set up. So we'll see how it goes. And you guys will be the first to find out. I hope that this is going to be a great blessing to you, because this is why we're doing it. The purpose of our YouTube channel is to glorify God and to help people live a holy life, to help people live the Catholic life. And our programs, our messages, I hope do that. I hope we don't self-glorify ourselves, that we're pointing to God. And about 4 years ago, I really felt a word on my heart in prayer, and God said, fortify my troops. And so that was a big shift in our YouTube channel. That was pre-COVID. And ever since then, that's kind of been kind of a key message. We're trying to help people live for Christ. And so we're hoping that the new messages that we bring with people coming into our home to interview them will help you live that extraordinary life, that abundant life. So the next stage in this is painting, and we're not sure on the colors. So on this side is going to be one color that's different than this side. So this is going to be probably Janelle and Kent's side, and this is probably going to be the interview guest side. And this side also is going to, that wall here is also going to be the same color as these, because my hope is to have three cameras going, so different angles, so you can see my face, the person that's interviewing, another shot, and then together. So that's what's coming. We'll keep you updated. We're really excited about this. And hey, if you got to the end of this video, thanks for sharing in our excitement. Comment below. Let me know your thoughts. What color do you think the walls should be? God bless you guys.